Sadik Vov Shiyimna Kolatildas Kedei Shiyachavin. Before a person starts from an Esrei, he should try to get rid of all his tildas. Sif Aleph. Kishum Ispalel Lo Yachos B'yodo Yitzfilin. He should not have things that cause him to have lack of kavanah. So he's holding something valuable or something that can get damaged if it falls, then that takes away from his kavanah. Therefore, he should not hold tefillin. L'seif M'kitzvei Kodesh. These are things that have kedusha. He's afraid to drop. Not a plate full of something, because he's also concerned that something's going to fall out of the plate. He shouldn't be holding a knife, because that could fall and cause damage. Or moyes, that has value and could get lost. A kika, or even having a loaf of bread in his hands. If these things then have a certain level of taking away his kavana, he should not be holding them. B'shas tefila. There are people in those days that used to hold the lulav throughout the davening. A person is allowed to hold it through the davening, because even shachizah b'yado mitzvah, you know, the nitra b'shvila, other rabbis complimenting the mitzvah, not taking it away from the mitzvah. Mishra Bruce says that is mesupik. If a person wants to hold the tefillin or the sefer because he's afraid it'll be stolen, if one can hold it in the time of Shemone Esrei, and it sounds to be leaning towards the side that after that it is enough. If you don't hold it, then you have less kavanah. Mishra Bruce also says that if he's in the middle of Shemone Esrei and he noticed that a sefer fell onto the ground and it's disturbing him and he can't have kavanah, then he's allowed to pick it up when he finishes that bracha. But if it doesn't really disturb him that much, he's able to continue his kavanah, then he should continue Shemone Esrei. And surely he should not make any simon to somebody in the middle of Shemone Esrei. Yeah. It was in the middle of Shemone Esrei and he was davening by heart and suddenly he forgot how to be mamshich, then he is allowed to go to find the siddur.